From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Nigeria's president returns home to a series of deadly bombings. Bomb blasts at two bustling bus stations in Nigeria have killed 29 people and wounded 105. These blasts occurred after Nigeria's new president warned that the U.S. refusal to sell his country strategic weapons is aiding and abetting Boko Haram. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency called Thursday for urgent blood donations to treat 105 wounded, and that according to a spokesman who said at least 29 bodies have been recovered. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari returned home Thursday to the capital Abuja from a four-day visit to the United States, where he was warmly received by President Obama but failed to get all he wanted. Buhari told policymakers at the U.S. Institute for Peace Wednesday that Nigeria's armed forces are largely impotent because they don't possess the appropriate weapons to fight Boko Haram.
We have to do things differently. After all, the race for the future will never be won by going backwards or standing still.
Buhari urged the U.S. president, Congress, and government to find ways around the Leahy law that prohibits sales of certain weapons to countries whose military are accused of gross human rights violations. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived unannounced in Baghdad Thursday to assess the government's progress in healing that country's sectarian divisions and hearing the latest on support for the Iraqi army's coming attempt to recapture the key city of Ramadi from the Islamic State. It is Carter's first visit to Iraq since he took office in February. This is VOA News.